Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 147 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, most longtime listeners to the podcast know that I take students on workshops, photographic workshops, to Italy each year. And this past summer of 2014 was no different. I took a couple of different groups, but the one that I always do each summer is called In Search of the Personal, Photographing Southern Tuscany. And we base ourselves in the lovely Tuscan hill town of Pienza and spend a week really intensely looking at photography as a personal activity. And I really try to help students tap into their personal way of seeing the world and seeing if they can come up with a personal style. We do a little advance work before the workshop starts, and then, of course, spend time photographing together and conversing about photography and looking at a variety of different approaches to photography. But one of the things that always amazes me is how students can go to the same locations. We go to some amazing places in Tuscany, in southern Tuscany, some amazing locations, and come home with dramatically different images. Even though they're looking at the same things, seeing the same things, what they end up doing is really seeing Tuscany with their own personal style in mind. And I just wanted to share a few of those things. You know, we had talked in the previous episode of Camera Position about reaching escape velocity. These are all people who are pretty good photographers already. You know, they've really amassed a fairly hefty set of technical skills and aesthetic skills. And of course, their goal is to try and grow and try and increase their own sense of what it is photography means to them. So I wanted to share with you some images by Al and Amanda and Anne and Beth and Kay and Larry, and sort of see if I could dissect the way in which they're each seeing the world. Because I thought it was really quite interesting to look at what it was that they were doing, to watch them as they photographed and help them through the journey of making photographs and working with photographs. So Al is somebody that I've known for a long time and worked with as a photographer for a long time. And what he seemed to be interested in was capturing a moment in time. Rather than any kind of timeless moment, he seemed to be very interested in looking at the moments that he found, not just sort of those timeless landscape kinds of photographs, but photographs that captured a moment in time. And so I'll include an image of each of these photographers on the cameraposition.com blog and also on the Camera Position PDF that comes along with the app, for those of you who are listening in the app. Al really did an amazing job of finding a moment. And in this particular photograph, finding a moment that he kind of anticipated, but also being aware, having his antenna up, looking for the moment that might appear. Amanda has been on all of my workshops. It's kind of an amazing thing. She's really been a tremendous student of mine over the years. And as she has continued to work at photography, the nature of illusion has always been something that's really important to her and become more important to her sense of personal style. And she began to look at the way in which reflections and other kinds of sort of positioning of the camera, reflections, real things, reflected things, could change the way she saw the world. So a really interesting body of work that she began working on there in Tuscany during that time period. Anne was much more interested in seemingly in the static subject, not static photographs, obviously, but static subjects that weren't going anywhere, that weren't moving, sort of pursuing architectural photography in a number of different ways. And in fact, the photograph that I'm including on the blog page and in the PDF is a beautiful architectural study with some capitals of some pilastered columns. Beth, I think, is probably one of those photographers who probably grew the most during the time that we spent together. She really became attuned to light and the way light worked, and how her work could change with light, and really examined the quality of light and looked at the quality of light that she saw. Kay was very interesting as a photographer. She came to the workshop with a real interest in photographing water. And that was really kind of an interesting challenge because it didn't rain very much. We didn't have very much in the way of water during the week that we were there. But she managed to find things like fountains, baptismal fonts in churches, places where someone had washed the street outside of their shop, and worked with reflection, worked with the liquid nature of water and how water worked within the frame. And I was really intrigued by the idea that she had already come to the workshop with a kind of preconceived notion of what it was that she wanted to photograph in terms of water. Larry likes cats. Now, some of you who have been students of mine out there in the world will have laughed when I said Larry likes cats, because as a photography teacher for a long time, I have often told students that I don't really want to see photographs of cats. And there's a long story behind that. It's not that I don't like cats. It's just that sometimes photographers tend to photograph cats simply because they find the cat to be so cute and fluffy. What I challenged Larry with was to make sure that the photographs that he was making of cats, because he really wanted to photograph cats, and he again came to the workshop with a preconceived notion. This is a really terrific thing, I thought, a preconceived notion of photographing cats in Tuscany. So my challenge to him was, show us that these are in fact Italian cats. Give us some sense that the cats are in the context of the location. And he did a really amazing job with this this challenge and made some amazing and wonderful photographs of cats. And Susan was very interested in creating something that she called a quilt. She was thinking about a quilt or a tapestry kind of a thing that she wanted to make later on after she returned home, and was interested in textural things. And what we worked with was looking for texture, looking for the ways in which light affected texture and how those lighting conditions changed the sense of texture that she saw, and eventually worked on sort of looking at things in grid-like form so that she could look at these things as a quilt-like structure that she could work on when she got home. So those seven photographers, Al, Amanda, Ann, Beth, Kay, Larry, and Susan, approached this similar location, similar topics, similar visual experiences, but they approached them so differently. And I think that that's a really great lesson, workshops or no, for the way in which we can approach photography and the way in which we can think about photography on into our futures, that when we bring in the things that we are interested in outside of photography, whether it's cats or whether it's architecture or whether it's water and water resources, those things become a real part of how we approach the medium of photography, what it is that we want to photograph and how we approach photographing. My 2015 workshops will take place in May and June of 2015, and they're all full at this point, but I'll put a link on the blog page and also in the PDF for anybody who might want to sign up for advance notice of the 2016 workshops, which I'm currently in the process of planning. And typically my workshops fill up from that advance notice list before I put information on the website at photographitaly.com. So if anybody's interested in attending one of these workshops, please let me know, and I'll make sure that you get onto my advance notice list. Well, thanks for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.